99.5 The Mountain.
Mountain Mornings with Ian Canfield.
Have you looked outside your window yet? There's some wintry mix going on. Denver's going to get maybe a couple of inches of sleet and snow. Although in other parts of Colorado, they're looking at 10 inches, which is very impressive. Quite rightly, people are very excited about the Broncos' potential to go all the way this year. But could I also interest you in the 2026 Puppy Bowl? Because the first look of the lineup of dogs is out. There's 123 of them. And of course, the key thing is all of these dogs are up for adoption. So that's always a good thing. When I was on the radio in the UK, we used to cover the Puppy Bowl, even though it wasn't televised over there, just for amusement's sake. And it took me several years of discussing it before I realized that the game is actually edited together. It doesn't happen in real time like the end product would have you believe. And I was always a little bit disappointed when I discovered that. I mean, in some ways, you could claim the Puppy Bowl invented fake news. Before you make breakfast, are you up to date with the new US dietary guidelines? They've just been updated. And basically, the food pyramid has been turned upside down. It now has protein, dairy, fruits and vegetables with healthy fats all at the top. And grains are at the bottom. So there's a real focus on meat. And it kind of, to me, looks like what we used to call the caveman diet, right? You want to go low on the carbs and high on the protein. And obviously, this is advice for adults. But the key thing I was thinking was that it also affects what schools serve at lunchtime. So with this kind of like meat focus, things get very steak orientated. I mean, in my day, when I was at school at the canteen, they were serving literally slop. Now is going to have school dinners going to be like going to Garden Grace? There's an investigation going on about dozens of Colorado gas stations that received contaminated fuel this week. Be aware, if you filled up between Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning, you may have issues. This is the kind of thing that would freak me out because I'm terrible with cars. I don't understand how anything works in them. So if I was driving along after the show today and I go over some bumpy roads, I'd be thinking, oh, my God, is this the contaminated gas? Do I need to do something? This is how bad I am with cars, right? Over the break, I discovered that my spare car key wasn't working. I'd had the batteries in both my main car key and the second set changed. And it was like the key was dead. So I contacted the people that I know in the Mazda dealership because I've got a Mazda, right? And they're very familiar with me. And they said, okay, bring the key in. And when I brought the key in, the guy literally just took it apart, pressed one thing and put it back together again. It was literally three movements. And then he handed the key back to me and said, there you go, it works now. And I said, oh, that was simple. And he goes, yeah, we could have gone through this on email and had you try to do it, but as it was you, I thought it was better if you brought the key in. The Golden Globes are this weekend. The gift bag that some of the winners are going to receive is has got a $1 million worth of swag inside it. And already, I can tell you that I would prefer to watch the QVC version of this show than the actual Golden Globes. Rather than a bunch of celebrities getting all self-indulgent and telling us what to think and going on and on and on forever, wouldn't it be more interesting if there was just a version of the show on QVC where they just went through the gift bag and showed us what was in it and how much it cost? Maybe hosted by Debbie Gibson. Because, you know, her two lines of work throughout the year seem to be lifetime Christmas movies during the holidays. And then after that, she gets back to Home Shopping Network. What about that as an idea? The CES show has been happening this week in Las Vegas. This is the tech thing where people show off the latest inventions. And it always creates a list of some curious products that are about to become available, which this year includes a robot vacuum that climbs the stairs. Now, initially, I thought, well, that's really useful. But then I looked into it, and it doesn't actually vacuum the stairs. So it can get upstairs automatically and will vacuum your upstairs, but it doesn't do vacuuming while it's navigating the stairs. What's the point of that? There's also a lollipop that plays music in your head when you bite down. And that got me thinking, so does it keep on playing when you've swallowed the lollipop? I mean, if you were listening to Taylor Swift, eventually that would be like Taylor Swift would be giving you a stomachache, would it not? I mean, after a certain period of time, it does seem like Taylor Swift is giving you a stomachache, but this could now be happening in real life. Are you excited for the NFL wildcard playoff games this weekend? There are a lot of people complaining online about the different streaming services that are now showing some of these games. Because we have got to the point now where you need this platform for this game and that platform for that game. I'm wondering if it's going to get to the point that, you know, the first quarter's on Peacock and then third quarter's going to be on Prime, you know, that kind of thing. I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday, and I'm not recommending you do this because it's highly illegal, but he was saying how people are fed up with paying for all these different things, and now they're getting illegal fire sticks that you can find somewhere. And apparently you plug them into your TV and you can get access to stuff without paying for it. As I said, don't do it. It's very, very naughty. But that kind of is like the new modern-day version of buying dodgy DVDs from someone in a bar. Did this used to happen in America? It definitely happened when I was in the UK. You'd be out for a drink with your friends on a Friday night in the pub, and a man would turn up with a suitcase and try and sell you the new Mission Impossible movie that was in theatres, but on DVD. And if you did buy it, it would be a very grainy, bad-looking DVD. But then with the amount of times the Peacock app glitches when I'm watching it, really, there's no difference.